The budget governor, Scott Walker, signed last year capped enrollment in the long-term care program for the elderly and the disabled at 43,000 people. The federal government later ordered Walker's administration to lift the cap, a move Walker said he supported. A bill the assembly passed last night would do just that, but it was amended so that any expansions of family care would have to get the okay of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee first. That's significant, since Finance Committee Co-Chair Robin Voss has repeatedly questioned whether the state can afford family care's rising costs. The change troubled Milwaukee Democrat John Richards.
It says we can park family care in joint finance indefinitely. I don't think you agree with that. And if you went home and talked to your seniors, I don't think they'd agree with that either.
Perhaps significantly, Finance Co-Chair Voss was one of just six lawmakers to vote against the family care bill last night. The Assembly's changes still need to pass the state Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.